Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Toldos. A number of years ago, a fellow asked me, is there any makar in Yiddishkeit, any sources, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us? Well, I told him, of course, we have Malachi. Ahavti Yaschem Amar Hashem. Hashem begins the Haftarah. Sefer Malachi, the last Nevi'im, the final message to lead us through Galus. The final Navi to lead us through Galus begins with the words Hashem says, an everlasting message of I love you. The Siddur is filled with it. The whole Sefer Dvarim, Shir Shirim. Kind of like weird, doesn't it say that Hashem loves us? But again, one of the principal places where there's a big stress on it is this Haftarah, which begins the short Navi, Malachi, three Prakim. Hashem says, I love you. And Hashem explains what he means when he says, I love you. He explains it in the first few sukkim of Haftarah. And then, right away, he comes with a taina. The Rabbi Shalom comes with a taina. He has a complaint against us. Hashem says, Ben yichabed av, of ever adonav. People respect their parents. Slaves know they have to have fear of their masters. But where is your fear of me? Because you kehanim are boizei shemi. You insult my name. How do you do it? You might question and say, Hashem, why do you feel we're insulting your name? So Hashem responds and says, Magishim al mizbechi lechem goyel. You are bringing a disgusting bread on my mizbech. You bring abomination of kerbanis. So the kahanim say back, what? Why would you say that? We did everything fresh meat, fresh kerbanis, fresh menachas on the mizbech. So Hashem explains, because your attitude is that the Mizbeach is something disgraceful. You're not pleased. You're not proud. You're not excited about it. And therefore, your Karbanis are not wanted by me, says Hashem, like it says afterwards. Is there someone maybe you can just close down the whole Beis HaMikdash? Don't waste my time lighting up the Mizbeach. I'm not interested in you anymore. I love you, but I'm not interested in your behavior. And I don't want a mincha from you. Now this is a big steer, because in the whole Torah we're told many times Hashem wants a carbon mincha. What does it mean Hashem doesn't want a mincha? I'll tell you something happened this week. I was by one of those secret underground weddings, and I heard the Masadir Kedushin, you know, instructing the Eidim very strongly, make sure you look. And then he said a story. He said that he once was at a wedding where he was officiating his Masada Kedushin. And the name of this Rosh Yeshiva, the Masada Kedushin, is Rabbi Shmuel Toledano from Bayit Vegan. So he said that he was at a wedding, and one of the Eidim was a grand, big rabbi, Chashiv rabbi from Chutz La'aretz. And the rabbi was so excited about being in Eretz Yisrael that during the Eid Kedushin, he was looking around, he was looking at the flowers, he was looking at the trees, looking at the mountains, looking at Eretz Yisrael. And he told him, he says, listen, this Rosh Yeshiva said, please make sure you watch the chasen giving the kal the ring. You have to pay attention. After the wedding, Rosh Yeshiva says he was approached by this rabbi who says to him, tell me, he says, where'd you get this big chumr from that I have to watch? Which is, of course, very, very funny, because the word Eidus means to watch. That's the whole point of Eidus. So this rabbi said, I didn't know what to tell this rabbi. A chumrah that you have to look? So I had to like make something up. I told him, oh, it's true as Igris Maisha that you have to look. You're not going to find it in a sefer anywhere that the Eid has to look. Like, that's the Eidus. So similarly, Pasuk says, U'mincha li'artzim yetchem. Torah speaks all the time about bringing a mincha. Yeah, but you know what the word mincha means? Mincha means a gift from your heart. A gift. So it says if you're carving mincha, you feel it's just an obligation. And you're not interested in giving it. You don't want to give this mincha, then it's not a mincha. You missed out on the whole mincha. If you dive a mincha and you feel like, oh, I have to dive a mincha. Oh, shucks. I got to dive a mincha. Oh, no. What's going to be with mincha? If that's your attitude, then it's not mincha. I heard Pinkus say, Zechut Tzak Levracha. So when you're planning your tiyul with your family, you say, we're going to go here, we're going to go there, we're going to do this, and then we're going to daven mincha. And therefore, when it comes time to mincha won't interfere, mincha won't be a nuisance. Put it into your schedule. Don't let mincha get you down. Avodas Hashem is supposed to be done with lev, and Hashem says if it's not, then it's megayel, it's disgusting all the kavanas you're bringing. It's actually slaughter. You're killing animals for no reason. Close down the Beis HaMikdash. And this happened. Moreover, Abayi said this actually happened. You see, because Bayis Rishon was Nechrav, Gilu Averus Chamuris. Bayis Sheni was finally Nechrav for Sinas Chino. But there was another Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Another Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Bayis Sheni, in middle time in the Yavanim, got shut down for a couple of years. It was smashed in Yud Gimel Pirchas, 13 breaches into the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Why did that happen? Was it Gilu Averus Chamuris? No. Was it Sinas Chinam? Halfway through Binyan Bayis Sheni? No. What was that Chorban for? That Chorban was for what it says over here in Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im. It was for doing a Vayin Beis HaMikdash without any cheshek, without any desire. Not interested. I have two big proofs to this. The Bach in Hilchos Chanukah is very famous. The Bach says, why did Hashem destroy the Beis HaMikdash on time of the Yavanim? The Bach says, Nisrashlu ba'avayda. The Kehanim were supposed to be Zerizim. Nisrashlu ba'avayda. They were lazy in their Avaydas Hashem. They did it without desire, without a cheshek. Oh, I won't be here this week. I have to be carrying in the Beis HaMikdash. Oof. In the Vrit. Oof. In English. Depends where I know from the South. Shucks. Oh, I have to go down. I have to go learn. I have to do this. Hashem said, you don't want it. I'll shut it down. Hashem shut it down. I've seen Hashem recently shut down yeshivas and shuls. I'm not a Navi. I have no idea. I'm just telling you what I've noticed. So, that's one proof that it was, you know, there's Bach, Nisrashlu Va'avoida. And that's why the Hanukkah story happened time by Sheni, why it was shut down. Another proof, of course, is the Gemara at the end of Sukkah, famous Gemara. It says when the Yavanim came in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, in the middle of Bayis Sheni, Gemara speaks about this woman from one of the Kehanim's family who started kicking the Mizbeach and saying horrible things to the Mizbeach, saying, Lucas, Lucas, you wolf, you're carnivorous, you just eat up and you just consume, you don't give us anything. With a terrible attitude towards the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says she had heard from her family, from her father. Now, I don't think her father ever actually said, Lucas, Lucas, wolf, wolf, to Mizbeach. But she noticed a certain attitude from her father, which brought her to the point where she ended up speaking even more chutzpah, and mamish profaning and speaking in a horrible way to the Mizbeach. But there was this attitude of not being mechaber, which the Navi is speaking about, and that's why Bayis Sheni, in middle, in time of the Yavanim, was Nechrev. Hashem says, who will close the doors? Hashem closed the doors. He sent the Yavanim to close the doors. So you were bringing things without chesha, without desire. So Hashem says, Ahavti Etchem, I love you very much. But could you show some of the love back? Could you show some respect back? If we would focus on the Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, we would realize how much Hashem loves us. Even the biggest Rasha, the Sefarim HaKadoshim would say, Hashem loves him. Hashem hopes he'll be Chayzer B'Tshuva, but Hashem loves him. More than a father loves a son. Like a Bleib Chasman says here, B'Shalom Shuran brings from Bleib Chasman. You say, Chemla G'dayla V'Yisera Chamatla. What's V'Yisera? Chemla G'dayla means Hashem loves us, has mercy on us. Yisera is even more than you can imagine. As much as you imagine possible for there to be Chemla, for there to be mercy and love, when you finished, Hashem's love goes on. Chemla Gadayla v'yaseira, more than Chemla Gadayla, more than humanly possible to imagine, Hashem loves everybody, especially Klal Yisrael, especially Klal Yisrael. And so, show the love back. Shlomo Kluger writes, this is printed in his Pirush on Siddur and Beis Siddur Beis Yaakov, and the Sefer Yiriyah Shlomo, printed at the bottom of Siddur Beis Yaakov, and then Shlomo Kluger writes, that is a part of a long piece, but he says, we say, Abaycher ba'am Yisrael bi'ava. And then we say Shema Yisrael v'yahavta. Habecher b'am Yisrael b'yav, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. Ava she'enet luya b'davar. Even before Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu just loved us. Bereishis Bara, before there ever was a Klal Yisrael, he already loved us. Hashem just loves us. Ava she'enet luya b'davar. Like the Rishonim say, v'yav Yitzchak es Rivka, v'yav Yitzchak es Esav. Why did Yitzchak love Esav? Kisai b'fiv. That's Ava luya b'davar. It wouldn't last. But v'rivka yahaves es Yaakov. Just love. So Yitzchak eventually hated Esav, Ferish and Chazal. But Rivka always will love Yaakov because it was Avashin and Kliber. The Kodesh Baruch was Baruch Abraham Yisrael Yava without any rhyme, any reason. Before, doesn't just love us, Avraham Avi. If you think about how much you're loved by Hashem, that will cause you to love him back. Like it says, right afterwards, how can I love Hashem? Because he loves you. Feel it. Think about it. Be misbind in it. Experience the love. Breathe the love. Meditate on the love. And love the Rebbeinu Shalom back. That's the Hemshech. Again, it's in Rosh Lema Klover. In this week's Parsha, we're told about Yaakov and Esav with selling the Bechaira. The Ostrovtser in the Sefer Meir Nechacham Madurat Lisoi in Parshas HaShavua, the Ostrovtser Rebbe, the Chatzad Gevracho, says that Yaakov symbolizes every good yid, every ben olam haba, while Esav symbolizes every regular, typical guy. Ben olam haba, Yaakov, what does he do? Yaakov is willing to ignore the pleasures of right now, the instant gratification of Nezir HaDash and Rapat HaShon with good challah. He's willing to give it all up for olam haba. I don't need it right now. I need Kedusha, I need Bechaira, which is something which I'll have in the future. On the other hand, Esav does not think about the future. He's not a Royis Anil, he's not a Chacham Royis Anil, he's just like, right now, what will bring me pleasure? What do I want this moment? There'll be consequences. I don't care about the consequences. I want to know right now. That's how he lives. He's willing to sell away Chayel Maba for Chayisha'a. Chayisha'a meaning for the moment. That's what he's into. That's what gives him enjoyment. And that's the difference between Yaakov and Esav. He says, the Rebbeinu Shalom originally planned on creating Adam. Olav machshava tchila to create Klai Yisrael, Adam before anything. Yet he was created last. Chazal say, he becomes a Baal Gaiva. Say, hey, listen, you were the last thing you created. Don't be a Baal Gaiva. Even the mosquito, the Yitush, was created before you. So the Ostrovtser says, this actually symbolizes what we were saying. Man is first. He's Olav machshava. Means, if he, his neshama, his spiritual, who he really is first, and he puts his physical body last, he thinks, what's good for me? What does Hashem want for me in the future? Not this moment. What's the right choice? What's the intelligent choice? Then he's being a successful Adam. But if he does the opposite, he's thinking about his good first, and his real needs last, then he's Esav. And what does Esav get? Esav ends up with nothing. Not with Olam Haza or Olam Haba. But Yaakov ended up with both. Because he's concentrating on Kodesh Baruch Hu. He ended up eating the Chalak, Tala Shemaim, Mishmani Aretz. He gets Shemaim and Aretz, Olam Haza, Olam Haba, because he's focusing on what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from him. Now, let's just finish this. There's a very famous Pnei Yeshua Masechet Shabbos, in the Sugya of Chanukah. The Pnei Yeshua asks, I'll tell you what daf it is. Pnei Yeshua, Daf Chaf Aleph. Pnei Yeshua asks Akasha, why Bechlal did the Rebbeinu Shalom have to make the Menorah burn for 8 days? Why? Why was it necessary? Could just burn for 1 day. And the second day, they would use Shem and Tameh, because the halacha is, Tumah, Hutra, Vitzibor, if everyone's Tameh, and there's nothing else available, use Tameh. That's the halacha. By all Kurbanis. So why does Shem have to make this Nes? Because they affect the Pnei Yeshua, he has a whole pill on it. At the end of Pnei Yeshua says, Lekach Nira, his final teretz, the Ikar Nes Lenas was only done for one reason. Hashem wanted to be Madias, let us know, Chibas HaMakim Leim, to show how much He loves us. To show us how precious we are by Him. That's why He did this Nes. Means it wasn't necessarily halachically, it was done to go back and show Klai Yisrael, I still love you. Well, I think we could add to this Nes Yeshua two things. First of all, it's famous that the Rambam, it seems to be the only place, or one of the only places, the Rambam uses a lashon on the word chiba in his whole Sefer Yalach HaZakah, Zinuchas Chanukah. The Rambam writes, at the end of Chas Chanukah, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivihi Ad Ma'ir. Meaning to say, because by Chanukah, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us how chaviv we are to Him. But why did this happen? Well, the pshat is, because we went back and showed Kadosh Baruch Hu how chaviv He is to us. Bayis Sheni in the middle, Chorban Yevanim happened because we did not have a Chavibis, we were not interested in Avodas Hashem. We were fed up, like, oh, I gotta go down in Mincha, oh, I gotta go down in Shabbos, oh, I have to go learn my Chavrusa, oh, I have to go do this mitzvah. And we're living just on the instant gratifications. What do we want right now? Without thinking of the bigger picture, what does the Rebbeinu Shalom want from us? And then came the Chashmonaim, and they taught us again. Think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Have a Chavivis for Hashem. You have a Chavivis for Hashem. Make Avodat Hashem precious. Hashem said, oh, Avodat Hashem is precious. I'll give you back the Beis HaMikdash. So He gave us back the Beis HaMikdash. And to show us how He noticed Our chavivas, he shows his back of chavivas by having the menorah burn for 8 days, like the Pnei Yeshua says, and then mitzvah Chanukah becomes, like the Rambam says, mitzvah chavivah hi ad ma'od, because this mitzvah demonstrates and symbolizes the chavivas we have for Hashem and the chavivas that Hashem has for us. So again, the haftarah begins and says, Hashem says, I love you. I love you. Could you show some of the love back? Could you stop complaining? Could you do a regular Hashem with more cheshek? Could you not raise your children to think that a regular Hashem is annoying? Could you not be misrashal ba'avadi? Could you do it with zest? With fervor? With fire? With excitement? If you feel the love, you feel how much Hashem loves you, you'll want to do it back because you're ignoring the love. Like it says in Chumash, in Parshas Devarim, I think, it says that you said when Hashem wanted you to go into Eretz Yisrael, you said "B'sunes Hashem Yisrano," because Baruch Hu hates us. That's why he's sending us into Eretz Yisrael. You have misconstrued such a twisted thing to think that Hashem hates you. Hashem loves you. It's choshek b'chem. That's why Hashem wants you to go. Don't be Asa. Don't be living on the moment. Think the greater picture. What could I do to Hashem to show Hashem that I love him back? If so, we might have also answered the famous kasha of Beis Yosef. Yosef says, why do we have Chanukah for 8 days? Chayav Denisa is only 7. The answer is the first day. First day. We're celebrating something else the first day. We're celebrating the first day that we came back to Chiba. We took care of the problem of the Chorban. The Chorban happened because we were annoyed and tired and exhausted and lack of interest in doing mitzvahs. But we came back to the Rabbanim Shalom. We came back with Geshmak, with Chiba and Ava. So Hashem says, Ahavti Yeschem. We showed him the love back. We paid attention to the love that Hashem has for us. We thought about all the good things we have in our lives. We were misbinding all the time that Hashem does for us. And then automatically we felt a burning desire to go serve him back in the Beis HaMikdash. So yes, the nace of the burning oil only was the next 7 days. But the first day, we're celebrating that we came back to the Chavivah. So when the Rambam says, Mitzvah Nechanek and Mitzvah Chavivah Yad Mar, that's actually mainly the first day. And if you think about it, why were they searching for this Pach Shemen? A lot of Sfarim say they were the Marsha, Thomas Hesed, so couldn't have even been moved. They were searching and searching. They didn't even have to search for this bottle of oil. Shemen Tami would have been enough. You're almost like the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Why did we have to look for this Pach Shemen Tar? It would have been enough. A Shemen Tami. It's all that's around. Use Shemen Tami. Because we were back to the Chavivas. We wanted to do anything. We didn't want to bring Lechem Megoyal, like it says in the Haftarah. We don't want to bring disgusting bread. The Navi says, oh, you're bringing limping animals and blind animals and sick animals. No, we wanted to bring the best of the best. We wanted to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to be mechaber in the best possible way. Because we appreciate his love. We'll show him the love back. Shabbos, good Chodesh.